Donegal is a vastly rural county with an awful lot of group water schemes, an awful lot of water services and reservoirs in so many different parts. And I think the how this is managed, you know, is very, very important. And I think the council people on the ground have a huge role to play in the management and maintenance of that. You know, for one to consider that we're probably at this stage in around 40 days away from the proposed handover to Irish Water, which is essentially going to be a total private water service, when you consider that the staff of the council, the people out in the ground who maintain and care for the water services that we have and who've provided for it for many years, are not clear themselves as to what's happening. I think it's a disgraceful situation that we find ourselves in. How Irish Water have actually dealt with Donegal County Council to date is very, very unfair, and there's too many unknowns for a resource such as water. And I'll be demanding on Monday huge answers from the senior management of the council, and it's my understanding they're not very clear. And if need be, we as a council, as a body, will ask to meet with Irish Water as a matter of urgency to have these concerns addressed.
You will be demanding answers, as you've said. Are you confident you'll get them?
Well, I think the people of Donegal deserve nothing less. I'm very, very concerned personally about the service being taken over by On Board Gas, and I'm more concerned in the last 10 days when I've heard the minister confirming that On Board Gas was going to be sold off.